The Jervois, look, a very nice copper project in the Northern Territory, about a 20 million tonne resource that we're madly drilling out to update early next year. At the moment, around about 21 million tonnes at better than 2% copper, also with silver and gold credits. The reserve, just under half of that at greater than 2% copper, again, still 2.2%. Feasibility, as Chris mentioned, in the final stages. And look, where we'll end up, I think, is an 8 or 9 year initial mine life, running about 1.6 million tonnes a year, producing between 25 and 30,000 tonnes of copper per year. On top of that, between 7,000 and 8,000 ounces of gold and 700,000 ounces of silver or thereabouts. It's a very straightforward project metallurgically, which has led to greater than 90% recoveries on our test work. Very straightforward plant as well, so it's a crush grind flotation circuit with filtration at the back end. It is very remote, so it has infrastructure challenges, and that's where we're working right now to try and bring the capital project together. Obviously, copper at $4.30 a pound, as just reported, makes life a bit easier when you start talking about revenue. Talking a little bit about these results at Rockface, you've got obviously better than 3 metres at 20% copper and 500 grams a tonne silver. And the first metre went, you know, a ridiculous number. So it is really a very spectacular result. On top of that, we've hit a similar intercept about 35 metres down dip and a better intercept about 40 metres up plunge. So it's looking very, very good at this little area. So you've already got 85 metres delineated there of a very massive sulphide section. Obviously, the width to be determined. But I think we'll find that it's contains a lot of metal. And Rockface, when you think about Rockface, it's already a 3.7% copper ore body. So, you know, these results just won't make that go backwards. It's a very nice surprise. Doesn't a mine make, but it certainly makes life pretty exciting. Right now, we're doing a little bit more follow-up drilling just to try and see if we can find a little bit more at depth. And the rest of the drilling now is focusing on we finished all our infill drilling for the resource. We're now focusing on an area north of the Reward open cut where Reward's our biggest ore body, where there's a 370-metre gap between the north of the open, currently planned open cut and the deeps, which is plunging to the north. And there's been no drilling there, so it's really quite interesting. And we've got some really good results, as we reported a couple of weeks ago. So this project is one of those, just keeps giving. It's a lovely project in Australia, all approved. We're ready to develop it.